man who bears the name that has become a household word is Mr. H.W. Hoover, Jr., President and Chairman of the Board of the Hoover Company. This is his message.
By a wonderful process of evolution, the Hoover family, as it's now known, includes your own family. The story I want to tell is how this pleasant merger evolved and where we as a company are headed. So first, let's go back. Way back to the turn of the century when the latest marvel was moving pictures.
As an added attraction, the vacuum cleaner was beginning to challenge the broom. This early pedal type used manpower instead of horsepower. It came out in 1893. The treadle drove a suction fan and a brush roll so that the dust was swept up and sucked up at the same time. It was much better at reducing the wasteland than reducing the dust. At this time, the turn of the century, my grandfather owned a leather factory in North Canton, Ohio. The business had been in his family for nearly 100 years, making saddles and harnesses, what you might call a cash and carriage business. Some people in those days even called it a growth industry, but the automobile was increasingly heard from, and it cast a shadow over the saddlery business. So my family looked around for another product, something for the home. This was it, Model O, the first Hoover, in everything but name, that is. In 1908, when the machine came out, the firm was called the Electric Suction Sweeper Company. This model was plenty heavy, but that shows it had everything in it. Positive agitation wasn't invented yet. That came later and really put the company in business. Our first ad had the modern touch, offering a 10-day free trial in the home. The man behind this idea was H.W. Hoover Sr. He was full-time salesman and part-time everything else in a one-man show. He would call on a local merchant and invite him along to see how easy it was to demonstrate the machine to a housewife. In that way, he sold a machine and a franchise at the same time. In 1911, less than 3 years after the company started, Windsor, Ontario had a Hoover assembly plant. And the following year, sales were made to Norway, France, Russia, Belgium, Holland, and Scotland. His thinking was international from the beginning. The teens of this century were a time of rising incomes. H.W. Hoover Sr.'s main thought was to free women from household drudgery. But women had deeper freedoms in mind, like the right to vote. They wanted their fair share of participation outside the home because of new leisure gained in the home. Some people said, next thing you know, they'll want to even smoke cigars. Long live liberation. In 1923, the 1 millionth Hoover was sold, model number 541. It was the first to assume the shape of the well-known Hoovers of today. At about this time, too.
So get the wonderful new light Hoover with its easily connected air cleaning attachments. It beats as it sweeps, as it cleans.
That slogan brought Hoover and an eager market into happy conjunction. Meanwhile, Hoover International sales conventions took place every year. Men who made sales records came to Hoover Camp in North Canton, Ohio, to relax, exchange ideas, and develop a Hoover spirit. And the program always included a big parade. People have always been Hoover's most important product. Creative people, especially, are the lifeblood of any company. At these camp get-togethers, It was part-time play and part-time training. About the year 1931, Perivale in England was the scene of hectic construction. This plant has become the center of an export trade to five continents. When the plant came into being in 1932, the Hoover model of the day was number 750, the first Hoover to introduce headlights. It brought in a new slogan. It shows you the dirt you never knew you had. The company hoped the light would also reveal that it picked up the dirt you never knew you had. Then, suddenly, our products changed for what people began to call the duration. We made helmet liners, energizers, fuses, life belt inflators. In Ohio, a memorable event was the visit for the duration of 85 children from Britain. These are sons and daughters of people in Hoover Limited. After the war, the tempo quickened. A new plant at Merthyr Tydfil, Wales, expanded our company into washing machines. This plant was built in Australia, at Meadowbank in New South Wales, to make and assemble washers, cleaners, and polishers. The headquarters plant in North Canton resumed the manufacture of floor cleaners and widened its already varied line of appliances. Not far from this plant in North Canton is the one at Hamilton, Ontario, manufacturing the same products as are made in the States, plus some defense items. Among the newest additions to our company is our factory at Isando in South Africa. It began operations in 1963.
I've had a chance to visit many countries in which we do business. I'd like to visit more. It's always a great experience.
Not long ago, I toured our plant at Merthyr Tydfil in Wales. It's hard to believe that 15 years ago, this was wasteland. There were mountains of slag where the factory now stands. Merthyr was mining country, past tense. Few mines were operating, and few people had jobs. We have bought land across the street for a warehouse that's going to be as spacious as the plant itself. More than 3,000 people work here, their purchasing power creating a new life for the surrounding community. More than 5 million washing machines have been built here, enough to supply the whole British market as well as countries overseas. The washing machines tested here are shipped out to five continents. Merthyr is the largest manufacturer in the world of washing machines for export. Three out of every four washing machines exported from the United Kingdom are Hoovers, made at Merthyr Tydfil. Quite a few are shipped to the United States. In other words, trade is the lifeblood of the place. When you meet business people in Wales, the talk inevitably turns to trade, as it did at my meeting with Mrs. Williams, the mayor of Merthyr Tydfil, and Lord Brecon, Minister of State for Welsh Affairs. It's a pet theme of mine that if anything will iron out international differences, trade will. I feel that what we need in this world are more ways to bring people together. Trade is such a way. Visiting nearby Cardiff, I could sense that people had acquired a new vitality. Incomes are up, employment is up. The faces of the people show what anyone can read for himself. I know what I am, I know what I want, I can afford what I need.
Cariad gallwn ni brynu y hwfer, felly pam sefyll i wel os daw y pris lawr?
London. London is the home of the high standard of living. This is where mass consumption on the modern scale started, with demand chasing goods and goods chasing the market.
But darling, the one we have now is years behind the times, and I would like a Hoover. Besides, what's high purchase for?
But great and fascinating as London is, to me it will always be a suburb of Perivale. Naturally, I think of Perivale as the first Hoover plant built overseas. But if you work here, the first Hoover plant overseas is at North Canton. The Perivale plant supplies vacuum cleaners to Britain and the whole Eastern Hemisphere. Out of every 10 machines exported from the United Kingdom, 9 are Hoovers. If any of our competitors are wondering why our products score so well, there's a secret ingredient revealed right here. Quality. The kind of quality that will pass the stiffest laboratory tests. Also prize the quality of the people. People who make and market Hoover products all over the world. It may come as a surprise to many of you, but our organization today comprises over 25,000 people in more than 100 countries of the world. At Cambuslang in Scotland, meet drum major Robert Johnstone of the Hoover Pipe Band.
Come on.
And here's drum major Robert Johnstone at another tempo inside our canvas-laying plant where tens of thousands of component parts come off the lines each week. More than 1,400 people are employed here, and each one of them has been trained as a specialist in his job. This is how electric timers are put together for the Hoover washer. People, there's nothing colorful about a component, except the language they use when it fails. Hoover timers, motors, and other parts can be taken for granted because of the skill put into them at canvas-laying. Shipped out here, they go into the washing machines at Merthyr. These machines and vacuum cleaners made at Perivale are often for export. They go out base metal and come back gold. I'm not referring only to what the Board of Trade calls balance of payments, important as it is, but to the fact that every sale of a Hoover creates jobs. It brings home the bacon, as the Americans say. This is Dijon, France. Population of 112,000. Here is a city doing so much, so well, that things are jumping. Wherever you go, you hear talk about how much better it's going to be in the future than it is now.
Écoutez-moi, monsieur. Le centre géographique de l'industrie sera ici à Dijon-Côte d'Or, où Hoover a une nouvelle usine.
But the impressive fact is that people are in a mood now to buy more of the good things, such as new cars, new homes, and new electric appliances. And you see in the faces the same signs of well-being and prosperity that you saw in Cardiff and London. Here, in the province that gave its name to Burgundy, and in the city of Dijon, which is also known as the mustard capital of the world, Hoover has a magnificent new plant. Our participation here is similar to what has always been done successfully throughout Hoover's history, building our place among people who are on the move, en masse, into the future. Now we move to a country at the edge of the Iron Curtain. Hoover is common knowledge among the people of Finland. Our business has multiplied several 100% since Hoover, Finland began operations. The Finnish people now have more time for leisure, more money for better living. As their incomes rise, so do their voices, making the demands that produce goods and keep the prosperity cycle turning. several continents away, South America is telling its version of the same story. Goods are being poured out and snapped up. There's a surge of new building in the cities and new road construction between the cities. Sao Paulo in Brazil has grown from less than a million people in 1930 to over 4 million today. Like all of Latin America, Brazil is a land of marked contrasts. While more people than ever have the wherewithal for leisure, millions still search for a living. But old ways are changing. Servants who used to do the household chores are increasingly taking factory jobs at much higher pay. As a result, up goes the demand for Hoover appliances. And you hear people say things that are music to our ears.
Querido, a melhor de todas é Hoover. Como diz o anúncio, eu gostaria de ter uma.
That's bound to be good news for our plant in Sao Paulo, where washing machines are made. By the way, practically all the parts used in those washing machines are made in Brazil. Made in Mexico. This is an increasingly common legend on Hoover products. Our facility in Mexico City, opened in 1956, produces washing machines and vacuum cleaners. Plans are afoot to expand into other appliances. Throughout Mexico, the barricades of the past are being broken. This is a land of great expectations, tuned to the rising tempo of better living. Here, in the United States, the large home plant in North Canton continues to enlarge into an ever more responsive manufacturing complex. With the capabilities which help us keep pace with the growth of our business, as well as the long-range planning and guidance which the future calls upon the Hoover organization to provide.
In this report, it's been our purpose to give you a profile of your company. I think we've done that. A healthy company never stands still. I hope we've given you proof that this company has always been in the move, and every move has been a step forward. Hoover, internationally minded right from its small and modest beginning, has continually expanded. We've grown in the number of plants, in the number of products we produce, in the number of our most important product people. Growth was the objective of the Hoover Company ever since the first electric suction sweeper carried the trademark Hoover. At every step in the company's history, we've found that the future has looked bright so long as the vision of growth has remained firm. I'm proud of the company's growth. I'm confident and excited about its future. Thank you for your interest and your important efforts as a member of the great worldwide Hoover family.